Whether you read a lot or just occasionally, you're bound to have a few favorite authors. I know I certainly do, and I continue to discover new favorites all the time. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick, who reads at least 3 or 4 books every week, shares a pair of new novels by 2 of her own favorite writers. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I'm so excited to report on Secrets of Happiness, a new book by Joan Silber, who won the National Book Critics Circle Fiction Prize a few years ago. Like the prize winner, Improvement, and a couple of books before that as well, Secrets of Happiness is a collection of linked stories, with a character from one appearing to helm the next, moving the narrative forward, or sideways, from that person's point of view. The collection starts with, and returns to, a character named Ethan, whose international businessman father has a secret, a second family in Queens. So begins a journey based in New York, landing lightly in Chiang Mai, Bangkok, Dhaka, Kathmandu, and Phnom Penh before it returns to Manhattan. Silber's storytelling is so artful, so filled with humor and aperçus and diverting asides, that its moral lessons emerge quite gently. Each character adds something to the store of secrets. For example, Bud, a taxi driver who both suffers and commits a robbery, then refuses an inheritance, says, "Well, of course I felt rich for turning it down. You could list all the things you didn't need and feel wonderful for abandoning them." Later, he comments, "Sanity is much sexier than people think." That last line echoes the great Grace Paley, to whom Silber is so close in spirit and voice. While Paley was an all-New York gal, Silber makes faraway places seem familiar. And perfect timing, as travel is a secret of happiness we can again embrace. I'm also a big fan of Marion Thurm, who now gives us a juicy novel that seems fairly closely based on her own life. When The Blackmailer's Guide to Happiness opens, it is 1978 and Mel is 25 years old. Like her creator, she works at a magazine, which seems to be Esquire, for a jerk who seems to be Gordon Lish, who recklessly edits the stories of a man who seems to be Raymond Carver. Also like Thurm, Mel is about to have her own first story published at the age of 25 in The New Yorker, and she will go on to write stories mostly in the present tense, mostly about the infinite ways, large and small, in which her characters manage to disappoint one another. The disappointment here begins the day happily married Mel finds an angry note from another woman in her husband's backpack. This other woman is Julia, and her story unfolds in chapters that alternate with Mel's. Recently divorced from an ice-cold, self-involved man, unable to make progress on her dissertation, Julia is cobbling together a living as a caretaker to an elderly couple and as a dog walker. After her longtime therapist commits suicide by jumping off a bridge, Julia becomes the patient of Charlie Fleischer, a caring psychologist with a sweet face, a warm smile, and a wedding ring. Guess who he's married to? Once again, both Silber and Thurm have given us books that are beautifully written, funny, big-hearted, and true. Thank you, ladies.
The books are The Secrets of Happiness by Joan Silber and The Blackmailer's Guide to Love by Marion Thurm. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader or on the WYPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.